Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel said, if the neck bone with most of the flesh of a person broke, he gives off tumas oil like a dead person. If you're going to ask that the pasuk tells that Eli's neck bone broke without most of the flesh and yet he immediately died, his case was different because, as the pasuk says, the fact that he was old is what caused him to die with the breaking of the neck bone alone. Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani named Rabbi Yochanan said, if a person was torn open like a fish, meaning he slid open like one does to a fish, he gives off tumas oil. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said that's only where it's done from his back. Shmuel said if an animal is cut into two pieces, it's an avela. Rabbi Loza said if the thigh of an animal is removed and the empty space is plainly visible, it's an avela. Rav explained it's considered visible even if when the animal crouches it appears to be missing the limb. A mission regarding Shratzim says if the heads were cut off, they're tame even if they're still moving around. These movements are like those of a lizard's tail that has been cut off. What's meant when it says their heads are cut off? So Rish Lakish said it means that they were actually cut off. Rav Asi and Rav Mani said it means like the separation required for the head of an oiler bird. Does this mean like the separation required by the Rabbanon, the complete cutting of both simanim, and therefore you are agreeing to Rish Lakish? Or does this mean like the separation required by Rav Elazar, son of Shimon, cutting of most of each simon, and therefore you argue with Rish Lakish? Rav Asi said, I mean like the separation required by Rav Elazar, the son of Shimon, and therefore I argue with Rish Lakish. What's this machlokes between Rav Elazar, the son of Shimon, and Rabbanon? Rice, as the pasuk says, "V'yas Hashem yas the oiler kemishpat," which creates a hekesh between a bird oiler and an animal chatos. You can't say it means to make a hekesh from the bird oiler to a bird chatos because the pasuk says "V'hikrivoy," which creates a separation between a bird chatos and a bird oiler. Therefore, the hekesh is between the bird oiler and an animal chatos. The Hekesh teaches that an oiler bird is like an animal chatos in that it must be brought from chulin, it must be offered during the day, and the avoda must be done with the right hand. Maybe we say that just like an animal chatos, it's enough to cut through most of each of the simon, and the same should be with an oiler bird. The pasuk therefore says umolak v'hikti, which teaches that just like a bird's head is offered separately, then the body when it's offered on the mizbech, so to the malika is done in a way that separates the head from the body. Rabbi Shmuel says that kamishpat creates a hekesh between an oiler bird and a chatos bird, and teaches that just like a chatos bird has the malika done from the back of the neck, same is true for an oiler bird. If so, maybe we should say that just as a chatos bird's malika is to only cut through one siman, the same should be true for the oiler bird. The word v'hikrivoy teaches that the oiler bird is done differently. Rav, the son of Shimon, says kamishpat creates a hekesh between an oiler bird and a chatos bird, and teaches just like a chatos bird has its blood thrown while its head is still attached to the body, the same is done for an oiler bird. If so, maybe we should say that just like the chatos bird's malika is to only cut through one siman, the same should be true for an oiler bird. The word v'hikrivoy teaches that the oiler bird is done differently. For example, what is the Tanakhama darshan from the word v'hikrivoy? And for tomorrow, without v'hikrivoy, we would say that kamishpat creates a hekesh to a bird chatos, and although this would mean that the oiler's head can't be separated from his body, we would say that umolak v'hikter means that the oiler's malika should be done on top of the mizbeach. The word v'hikrivoy teaches that the hekesh is not to the chatos bird, and we therefore know to darshan umolak v'hikter as teaching that its head should be separated from its body.